It's been a lovely day. Eh? We're learning a lot. Amen? There's something I want us to do. You know, we're having a men's conference. And it's the Man Up conference. Yeah? I will say, hallelujah. Then you guys will repeat, the Man Up. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen? Yeah.
I would like us to turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 1,
verse 26 to 31. Let us pray.
Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for your word. Teach us and continue teaching us, Holy Spirit. Give us understanding and insight to your word. That, Father, whatever we'll learn from here, we'll be in position to put in practice. That we'll walk according to your precepts as your word directs us and as you lead us. For you, O Lord, are our leader and we follow you. That's why we are Christians. We love you, Jesus, and we praise you, Father, for all that you've done and all that you're yet to do. May all the glory be yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 26 says, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the air, unto all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it. I give every green plant for food. And it was so. 31 says, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the 60th day.
Amen. God is a worker. Come to think of it, the author of work.
This alone gives us a clue that work itself must be significant.
We tend to put our hands down or fold our hands with an intention or with a less interest to do work. But who is the author of work? God. We are young men and we have a vision and a purpose. We need to discover it and know that, as the Bible says, when we read verse 26, God said, let us make man, one, in our image, two, in our likeness. And then you are given authority to rule. Do you see what you have in you? You're given authority to rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the livestock, and over all the earth. Why sit back and not work? Why be lazy? How big was the Garden of Eden? Yet it had one man to look after it. These are questions that we need to ask ourselves. How big was it? But Adam looked after it. We have the responsibility as men. All we need to do is be determined. God told Joshua, be of good courage. That same message that went to Joshua applies to you.
I'll just turn to it in Joshua 1:8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous.
Men, let us be strong and courageous.
Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
That's an assurance. See? God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever he told Moses applies to you. Whatever he told Joshua applies to you. If you sit back and think, why did the Israelites take 40 years in a very small distance? What answer would you get? Distance is small, but these guys have taken 40 years. Are you rotating in the same kind of mentality that is hindering God's promise in your life? Ask yourself that question. Why am I progressing in life? What step am I missing? What is lacking in my walk?
See.
Why do we fellowship together? What is the reason for our fellowship? To encourage. The Bible says, do not forsake the gathering of the saints. We encourage each other in the Lord when we have such moments. I'm glad I'm a man. But you know, our position as men is also being abused. Why? Because we let them abuse it. Who is them? Ourselves. You see, we do not want to work. Now take for instance what's happening today. There are homosexuals coming up. And if a man comes with a briefcase full of money, this young brother doesn't want to work, but he wants the money. What will he do? Join. You see? Join. You're losing your manhood. And yet, if you went back to the principles, work. Follow the author of work. Be imitators of God in Christ. A lot has been mentioned. Work, lead, and walk. Where are you? Are you in the three? Are you having one? Are you walking with the Lord? Are you working and walking alone? Or are you working and walking with the Lord? Today I'm asking many questions. I may not have answers directly from you, but I know that you will have the answers yourselves. Why? Why do I say that? When we read through Scripture, it is like looking at your face in a mirror. You see what needs to be corrected in your life. How is my walk? You see, we all want to excel. We want to be somewhere in life. But one thing I noticed, if I look back to my life, yeah, I've had ups and downs, challenges. I've been down, I've been up, you know, as we continue walking. The Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times 7. But what makes him righteous? It's not the fact that he has fallen, but he realizes his sin and comes back up. When you sin today, do you walk away and just continue living in sin? Or you know that you've sinned and you come back to the Master? He's there calling us, come back, come to me, all ye who are weary and are heavy laden. If your sin is heavy, sin is heavy generally, Nobody can hold sin. It's a burden. Yeah? It keeps tormenting us. But we realize that we need the Lord. So we turn back to the Lord. I've had a journey whereby from being a Catholic, I became a Muslim. That is a journey. From a Catholic church to a mosque. Now I'm a Christian. I've decided to follow Christ. I realize that where is the truth? This is where the truth is. Know your Bible. What does the Word say? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Speak it. We should meditate on the Word. It should be our center of concentration. Even in business, even in work. Let us not get into work and get corrupted by the work. And let us avoid work because of the corruption that surrounds it. You can be the light in that dark circumstance. Do you know that? If you're in a place that is full of corruption and you're the only honest man, let us look at this young man, Daniel. What happened? Where was he? And what position was he holding in that area? But he stayed true. You see, why don't we imitate such people? We have a lot of people to follow. Examples that have been set for us in the Bible. We need to take time and read the Bible. Study the Bible. Even when it feels like you do not understand, the feeling will go. Yeah? You can read and all you see is just, what is this? You know, you keep rotating back and forth the same line. Read. Time will come. It will be a part of you. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm still studying the scriptures. But we need to have this motivation that we have one place we want to go to. The destination is heaven. How many want to go to heaven? But you need to die. What are you dying to? Huh? Do you know what you're dying to go to heaven? You die to the flesh. So what I'm doing here is I'm basically touching areas that we need to apply in our walk, in our day-to-day life, in the area of work. Let us not relax. We need to do the work. There are people God has used as they work. We're told Nehemiah was a man who was mightily used. During that time when they were constructing the wall, their enemies came up trying to stop them. But these guys worked. And they were working with swords and spears, but they were working. You see, I'm going to ask one of the brothers there to read Nehemiah chapter 4. Who's there? Nehemiah chapter 4. Go ahead. Chapter 4, you're reading from verse 6 to 23. Verse 6 to 23.
So it says, Nehemiah prayed and said, O God, listen to our prayer. These men help us. Send nobody to Tobiah and send us. Make bad things happen to them. Make them ashamed. Like people taken away as prisoners. Don't take away their guilt or forgive the sins they have done in your sight. They have insulted and discouraged the builders. Build the wall of Jerusalem all the way around the city, but it was only half as tall as it should be. We did this much because the people were on their heart. But Sanballat, Tobiah, and the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men from Ashdod were very angry. They heard that the people continued working on the walls of Jerusalem. They heard the people were repairing the holes in the wall. So all these men got together and made plans against Jerusalem. They plan to stir up trouble against Jesus. They plan to come and fight against the city. But we pray to our God, and we put God on the watch. We watch day and night, so that we would be ready to meet them. Verse 10. So at that time, the people of Judah said, the workers are becoming tired. There is too much dirt and trash in the way. We cannot continue to build the wall. And our enemies are saying, before the Jews know it, Hosea, we will be right there among them. We will kill them and that will stop the work. Then the Jews, living among our enemies, came and said this to us 10 times. Our enemies are all around us. They are everywhere. Behind. So I put some of the people behind the lowest places along the wall, and I put them by the hole in the wall. I put families together with their swords, spears, and bows. After looking over everything, I stood up and spoke to the important families, the officials, and the rest of the people. I said, don't be afraid of our enemies. Remember the Lord, who is great and powerful. You must fight for your brothers, your sons, and your daughters. You must fight for your wives and your home. Then our enemies heard that, and that we knew about their plan. They knew that God ruined their plan. So all went back to work on the wall. Everyone went back to their own place and did their part. From that day on, half of my men worked on the wall. The other half of my men were on guard, ready with spears, shields, bows, and hammer. The army officers stood behind all the people of Judah to a new day in the wall. And then the builders and their helpers had their tools in one hand, weapon in the other hand. Each of the builders wore his sword at his side as one. The man who blew the trumpet warned the people stayed next to me. Then I spoke to the leading family, the rest of the people. I said, this is a very big job. We are spread out along the world. We are far from one another. So if you hear the trumpet, run to that place. We'll all be together there. Our God will fight for us. So we came to work on the wall of Jerusalem and have the men held there. We worked from the first light of the morning until the stars came out at night.
Okay, that's okay. So, do you see that? We are soldiers. Yeah? We have one enemy. These guys are constructing, but they are on guard. Here they are busy building. Here they have their knife and sword. So who are you not to work? You concentrate on, let me build the church. Let me build the church. By the time you finish building what you're building, you have no people behind you. You have no one with you. You see? Let me work. Let me work. You get taken up with work. My fellow men, we need to work. We are still young men. We have the strength. Above all, we have a God. You see, we have a God who's greater than the challenges we go through. Remember these guys, Jesus talks about who had the talents. We all have a gift. Each of us has a talent. But what are you doing with yours? Have you kept it? Or are you making profit out of it? What are you doing with yours? You see, when I started, the first thing I did one time was I walked from where I was staying up to the airport looking for a job. You know, I tried standing beside the road. You know, when you're in Entebbe, there is that Chitoro Airport Road. It's called Sachula Road. I needed a job, and I was still at the university. I was staying at my uncle's place near virus research. So I needed to work. Because one thing my uncle put in me was, he told me, let's make a deal. Actually, I made the deal with him. I told him, You know, this is a Christian, but he's always worried about, and now I host you in my house, food, and you guys eat a lot, you know, boys, men, they really want to eat. So I told him, you know what, uncle, do not worry about food. You see, just give me a place to rest. That was my deal with him. So I needed to work. I started walking, looking for a job. I went to the airport. I got a chance to do an interview. Now, you know what happens. You go for an interview and you're all scared. It's the first time you're entering an interview room. Huh? And you're given 30 minutes to do 30 numbers. Simple math numbers. But because of the tension, I couldn't even feel a number. You know? Just that tension. You're like, 30 minutes, which means each number takes 1 minute. So you're supposed to write. Within a minute, you finish that number. You write. I didn't do the thing. I just got a headache and left. So that was gone. I lost that. And I was like, what do I do? But as I continued living with my uncle, he told me, hey, young man, your time is almost up. Seriously. This is my mother's young brother. And when he told me that, I said, okay, I'll find a way soon. He told me that. I couldn't believe he said that. I was like, this guy is my relative. And he's here telling me your time is up. But I needed to style up anyway. I was getting into a comfort zone. And I realized many of us are getting into a comfort zone. In life, do not accept to enter a comfort zone. If you enter a comfort zone, then you're not about to get to another step in life. You're still young men. If someone gives you something and you've not worked for it, me, I wouldn't take it if I were you. Why? Why wouldn't I take it? I've not earned it. Why are you giving it to me? The person giving you will benefit. And you who is receiving will only benefit once. If it is something to eat, you'll eat and get satisfied. What happens tomorrow? The best thing someone can ever give you is knowledge. If you get the skills to survive on earth, you have it all. And where is your knowledge as a young man? It's in the Word. You see, it's in the Word. Let us not misinterpret Scripture and sit back. Here we have future leaders. But to be a leader, there is a price. Get out of your comfort. You see, I moved out. Actually, there are some people within the group who know me a little. But I think I know what I went through as a young man to where I am. When you talk about marriage, when I proposed to my wife, I was working with a friend and he wasn't paying me. I wasn't on a salary, no. He used to give me transport to and fro. Just transport. But what was my goal here? To know how to do business. That was my goal. And Amlanu told him, I made a deal with him. I told him, you know what? David, don't pay me. Give me the knowledge. He said, it's okay. But I'll give you transport. That's all he told me. I worked with him, I think, for three years. I had to start planning the transport he gave me. He used to give me 10,000 transport because I was living in Entebbe. I had to relocate where I was staying. That is wisdom. Come on, tell your neighbor, that is wisdom. Because you cannot stay in Entebbe when you're earning 10,000 shillings and you stay in Entebbe. I had to relocate. I came to Gaba. How much is it by then from town to Gaba? That was 500. How much was I saving? It is wisdom, you see? So I talked to my sister. I told her, you know what? This guy is teaching me. But I wanted to relocate so I can save some money. And she was like, you're welcome. She didn't have a man in the house, yet she had a son. Believe me, up to today, her son knows I'm the daddy. But that's my sister. She's my big sister. And the father to the son wasn't around. He's always out of the country. So I stayed there with them. But even when I stayed with them, I said, I am going to cater for breakfast. You see, from the 10,000 I get transport, I know now I've used 2,000 for transport. You see, I have 8,000. Now if I took off 3,000 to buy sugar for home, and then maybe buy bread for breakfast, that is something. You're not paying rent here. See, that was my journey. I wasn't paying rent, but I had to show her that I appreciate the fact that she's given me shelter. Who of you can think of doing such a thing like that? We all want to just keep everything in our pocket, continue inconveniencing these people. By the way, they get inconvenienced. See, so I encourage us that, I mean, if you're living with someone, try and think beyond that comfort whereby you know that I have shelter. Someone is accommodating me. Someone is buying me food. I mean, what else do I need? Life goes on. Young man, you have to work. You have to think beyond where you are. See, what does Paul say? Let us see what Paul says in Thessalonians, the second Thessalonians. I'll just be very brief. Just to share with you, I'm a new daddy once again. My wife has just given birth. So I now have 3 children, a girl and 2 boys. So those are 2 men added in the men's ministry. Amen. So there's a task of raising them as men. Has someone got to 2 Thessalonians? You get to chapter 3. Chapter 3 from verse 6. Just a minute. You heard that? You heard that? Those are not my words. Yeah? Nehemiah, I think you need a microphone. Yeah? You need to bring that out for the guys. Well, just stand up a bit, please.
Yeah. 2 Thessalonians 3:6. Brothers and sisters, by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, we tell you to stay away from any believer who refuses to work.
Continue.
People who refuse to work are not following the teaching that we gave them.
Mm-hmm.
You yourselves know that you should live like we do. We are not lazy. We are not lazy when we are with you. We never accepted food from anyone without paying for it.
Don't forget that. Don't forget that, my fellow men.
Mm.
You see, if I give you food, I mean, you may not have the money to pay. Do something just to try and cover up.
Hmm.
You see? But it's only you who should know that you're trying to earn the food. Be men. Men. Provide. Yeah? We continue.
We worked and worked so that we would not be a burden to any of you.
You heard that? So that we would not be a burden to any of you. Continue, please.
We worked night and day. We had the right to ask you to help us, but we worked to take care of ourselves so that we would be an example for you to follow. When we were with you, we gave you this rule. Whoever will not work should not be allowed to eat. We hear that some people in your group refuse to work. They are doing nothing except being busy in the lives of others. Our instruction to them is to stop bothering others, to start working and earn their own food. It is by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ that we are urging them to do this.
Thank you. It is by the authority. You heard that? Amen? So, as I wind up, men, let us do something about us. It is us, the men. It begins with us. We're given responsibility. What are we doing with it? When someone comes offers you, hey man, join my group. And you know nowadays they are introducing groups. These groups that encourage laziness. Groups that encourage laziness. That sit as you earn. Seriously? Would you go for such a thing? Huh? Sit as you earn. What are you? Then it is just that I'm realizing we end up abusing our strength, our knowledge, because our thinking would have been retarded. Or because you're sitting, you're doing nothing, and yet you want to earn. And someone comes with an agenda, gives you a condition. This is what the condition says, do this, but I mean you'll have this. You join the group, then what happens? You lost your manhood. For a plate of food, Esau lost his birthright. A plate of food. That's what's happening to men. It wasn't a woman, it was a man. Are you going to be like that? Let us be like Jacob. Amen? Let us be wise men. Let us have a little pride in us as men. Say that, I do not take nothing for nothing. I encourage you guys to work. Even as you look towards being somewhere in life. Now, I have 3 children. I have to work harder and smarter. Tomorrow, for those who are not married, you'll be married one day and you'll have children. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue moving around looking for handouts? No. We all have brains. God has blessed us with a gift called a brain to think and strength to utilize. They told Adam, go and till the ground. What are you doing with your hands? What are you doing with your hands? You've decided to sit and earn while sitting? Or are you waiting for someone to die so that you inherit his wealth? So guys, let's see what we can do about us so that we become someone. Amen? It all happens in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You missed it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. Have life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.